So Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show, I was checking our memories, and this popped up on our memories. It was a post from 2018, and we had reached out back in 2018 to try to get some closure and see if this missing chicken or rooster had ever been found. Its name, Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Uh-huh.
It said, help our neighbor find Mr. Poopy Butthole. Now, this is a reference to a cartoon show. It's a reference to, name escapes me, it'll come to me later. But anyways.
Okay.
It's missing from the Ash McHenry area in the Germantown Schnitzelburg area of Louisville. Contact Lucas. Now, this is Mr. Poopy Butthole, a majestic-looking, was that rooster? Chicken? Rooster?
Yeah. Something.
Yeah, so.
This was 5 years ago.
Hang on a second. How long do chickens live?
I don't know.
Hang on. Yeah. Will you look that up real quick?
Oh,
and let me just double check because, oh, Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty. That was a Rick and Morty reference.
Okay, long do chickens live?
Yeah, Marie says, I'm super sad for the owners because I couldn't imagine my anguish at losing Binks, my chicken, but dang, that name is Pulitzer Prize worthy.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I understand. But yeah.
Oh, 5 to 10 years.
Mm. Oh, gosh, this is concerning.
I would doubt that Mr.
Don't say it.
Poopy Butthole is living anymore. All right.
This brings me to my next point in this whole thing. If not a Rick and Morty reference, this is obviously named from a kid. A kid named this pet chicken, this pet
probably
rooster, right?
Sure.
And sometimes, because I remember I had a cat named Little Murray Sparkles. And Little Murray
Sparkles. Little Murray Sparkles?
Yes, Little Murray Sparkles was a girl, by the way. And
oh.
And Little Murray Sparkles also referenced a cat that was on Sesame Street at the time.
Was this a cat or was it a hamster?
No, it was a cat.
It was a cat, okay.
Yeah, and now we did have some gerbils named Flip and Flop, which my daughter's named as well. And
they
so,
didn't really get along, did they?
No, they got along until Flop was tragically murdered.
You had a lot of animals meet untimely demises.
And then boyfriend and girlfriend were turtles that we had.
Box turtles.
And I found at least boyfriend or girlfriend on the side of the road.
Oh, not good. Trying to make a run for it because about Flip and Flop.
Been run over by a car.
Oh.
So yeah, there was tragedy that surrounded a lot of my animals. But yeah, I hope that tragedy hasn't befallen our now beloved Mr. Poopy Butthole from the Germantown Schnitzelburg area of Louisville.
So let me get this straight. So 5 years ago, you reached out via email asking for an update, didn't get it. Now here we are 5 years later and still no email response. Yet you decide, well, let's get on the air with it. And live on Facebook. Let's do that.
Let's see if we can find Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Let's get some closure on this story one way or the other.
I need closure on Mr. Poopy Butthole. He's right there. He's right up there in our little dialogue box. So anyways.
I just needed clarification of
thank you, Kelly.
This segment and the reasoning behind it.
Listen, if you say slow news day, I'm going to be offended because Mr. Poopy Butthole's existence hangs in the balance.
I don't have a great feeling about Mr. Poopy Butthole 5 years later. I don't.
All right.
I don't.
Well, again,
I don't have a good feeling about it.
This was our attempt at reconnecting with Mr. Poopy Butthole and maybe getting some closure on this arcing storyline from.
Don't even feel like we're going to get that at this point with this method. I mean, you've tried for 5 years.
I haven't tried consistently for 5 years, Kelly.
Okay.
This just popped up in my memories.
Two random attempts unanswered.
Two random attempts.
This is your final Hail Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
If anyone sees Mr. Poopy Butthole out running around still having his merry way,
yeah,
then please reach
Super
out to the
recognizable.
Show.
Recognizable. Yes.
We'll try to figure it out. There you go. There was our attempt. Thank you.
That's great.
Why do you say that?
R.I.P. Mr. Poopy Butthole at this point, right?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Dang it. I'm still floored that we're going to have to ask the consultant, like, all right, here's my idea for going live on the air and Facebook. We're going to talk about this missing chicken rooster for the last 5 years. And they're going to be like, yes, that is the content we need on the show. Yes, it is.
I would choose to think that my content filter is pretty good.
I love that you're puffing out your chest on this and you're doubling down saying, yes, this is amazing content that people come to us for.
It's on brand, we'll say.